This is CliffCentral.com.
Hello, is that me? Yes, is that me in the headphones? It is Friday. You know what it is. Ryan, are you in the mix?
What up? Can you hear me?
There you are.
Look good. Morning, everybody. Something's too loud.
I think the music's too loud.
And the music definitely too loud.
Yo, I got very confused for a second there. That's the wrong one. There's the aux. It's because they moved it.
Ah, they moved the aux.
This is also why
it's
they don't.
Aux.
This is also why they don't let me drive the podcast. I'm normally in the passenger seat, but we are here. It is Friday. It is 4:20. And Ryan, what time does this thing start?
It starts just now, Eric.
Thank you. For the first time, I nailed that.
Well done, Eric.
Thank you.
I'm Rishlo. I'm here today as well.
Yes.
He's sitting together with a couple of funny guys from Johannesburg and the Eastern Cape.
Oh, one, two.
One averagely funny guy from Pottsburg.
That's mean to say to Eric.
Yeah, he's talking about me.
Yeah, Nicholas, what's up, dog?
All good in you, my homie.
Like,
it's very interesting to watch Eric struggle with his desk here, man. It's so much fun. I wish you were in studio with us so you could see the madness that's happening.
A lot of moving of buttons, but no change in the audio.
Yeah. Everything stays the same.
It's because your headphones are so loud. I'm hearing everything clearly, nicely, and perfectly. I'm bumping mics and stuff, but...
Why are you touching all the buttons, though?
Yeah, this is my question. Like, I can hear clearly. The sound is fine. I'm just watching you touch
mixing.
Every
he's
single button.
Mixing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Aspirations of becoming
I'm
a club DJ.
Yes, I'm a sound engineer. Leave me be. Yeah, so what's up, guys? How's things going? How have your weeks been? Oh, your week. How has your week been?
He didn't greet
well, another person in the room. That
1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. I'm alive.
He's just doing mic checks.
Nick, you've got like a proper radio voice.
Oh, thank you.
So silky smooth.
Thank you so much, Prince. I do appreciate it.
But community radio, not mainstream.
Yeah, that's the type of radio where you can say for tech.
Come voice me, yeah. So, gents, how has the week been? Start with Ryan. What have you done this week that has been different?
Work and gym.
Work and
you
gym.
You know the use, yeah.
Do you work at the gym?
No, they're separate. I went to work and then gymmed. But yeah, it's been a long week. No comedy for me, though.
Did I not see you on Monday? Did you not perform this past Monday at Bobby's?
Oh, yes.
Hey, you see, when you don't even remember that you did comedy.
When you die, it's hard to come back.
Yeah.
You forget the death.
Like, I'll have you know. That I did semi-well.
Okay,
it was a good one, actually. There were a lot of people on Monday night.
Yeah, weirdly enough.
Monday night was blazing. Yeah. And the rest of the week, no other gigs?
No other gigs.
You just did the work things?
I got the box on Sunday, which I've waited for I think about several months.
I'm so sorry.
Several months.
I'm so sorry. That's just
that was no. That was more to say.
Right
I'm excited about it.
Yeah. This
it kind of sounded like, pissy. Well, I have waited for it. I'm super excited. So I've done that 3 times, and every time I've walked out of there being like, "This is what it feels like to be a comedian." So I'm looking forward to feeling that.
That's cool.
Hopefully on Sunday night.
Yeah. So. The box is the one. The flop with the box is I currently have about 50 unread emails.
Tell
in
the people
my
what is the box. I think let's
oh
let's
the box start, is yeah. The box is a gig that we've been running at the Pop Art Theatre in Maboneng probably for the past 6 years, I think.
Yeah.
It's going for about
it's
6 years.
Listed as one of the top 10 things to do in Gauteng and one.
Really?
Yeah.
Yes.
That's awesome.
It should still be.
It should.
It is.
Yeah.
So
it
like
should.
When the tour, that's why there's always tourists and shit that come there because it's listed right there like a part of the museum. Go to Lily's Leaf.
I don't know if I want to be listed with Apartheid Museum.
Yeah,
slightly different vibes.
Oh, it's like first make them sad and then come and boost your spirits. Yeah. So it happens at the Pop Art Theatre every Sunday. $50. That's all it costs you to
great
get in. And yeah, sorry to if you are someone that sent me an email and is waiting for a spot, as you've heard, it can take several months.
I immediately regret upsetting the guy that can get me that gig.
That's because Nick never checks his junk mail.
No, you don't
tell
have
me,
to.
Can I ask a question?
Go for it.
The box, ne?
Yeah.
Outside of Parker's Comedy Club, isn't this like one of the oldest, this and Kitchener's, isn't this like one of the oldest running gigs?
Ozone as well.
Yeah, I think Ozone,
well.
Parker's.
Ozone's got it.
Poppy took a break off, but Poppy's used to run like back in 2010
Wish,
as well.
Yeah. Wish. Yeah. I actually did one of my first spots there. Yeah,
let's
please.
There
if you take a break,
you
don't count it because
no,
you reinvent and come back like,
yes,
a, like a woman.
Like a woman?
Change of hairstyle.
Don't let your woman take a break.
I'm no longer Brandy. I'm Bethany now.
Nice.
Yeah. So,
how's your week been, bro?
Yes.
Started off with Monday Night Comedy, as Ryan said. Surprisingly amazing evening. It was just one of those nights because, you know, when we do Monday Night Comedy, I'd like to say that's like a backroom area we perform, like, it was like a little private comedy space type of thing.
How many does it
see? That space, jeez, man, maybe like 60, 70 at max.
That's a nice loft.
But yeah, in a small little crime space. But now they're busy constructing, so in the front area, which is now the official Wish area.
Okay, right? Is it better?
I don't like it better. But for some reason, this past Monday was a turn up.
Maybe people can see that there's comedy happening, they'll come in. Because now everybody thinks the place is empty, but you're also seeing in the back entertaining people.
No, but somehow they know about the back one now. It's a bit of a culture, so yes, people are ready, they're there.
How long has it been?
And it's also the noisiest part of the restaurant. So if you walk in the front you just hear, and that's normally Ebenezer making a noise. So then everyone's like, okay, there's clearly something happening.
And that's usually before the show starts at about 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah, it's not even a Monday.
Yeah.
He goes out there and hangs.
He's there right now waiting for Monday, actually. With the black label in hand.
He sleeps there.
Black label with bacon and eggs, please.
Yeah, man. They're talking about Ebenezer who was on Dancing with the Stars.
Dancing with the Stars.
Did anyone watch it? I watched him.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you're involved with that.
What do you do there?
Actually,
that's what I wanted to
the
ask.
The warm-up guy.
Yes. Why are you
that's
always there?
Such a cool thing.
Yes. Oh, it's called... I googled the thing, guys. It's an actual thing that people do for a living.
What?
It's called being a warm-up comedian.
Wow.
Like a fluffer comedian.
So you're never hot, you just...
So it's like a stand-up comedian, but...
You look warm.
But cuck.
Who's the most famous warm-up comedian?
There's a couple of dudes, man. I don't know their names off the top of the dome. But
Bacon.
You don't know Kevin Smartson? He is killing... Well, not killing, but killing us.
He's there. He's lukewarm.
Killing the industry.
Chris Stone.
I don't know any names, gents, but I have Googled, and there are guys who make a sole career just out of warming up crowds. Warm up comedians.
Hmm. That's cool. That's open mic. That's like an eternal open mic.
Yeah,
they say you never make it onto camera.
Really?
Yeah, but you can feed your family, bro. You can build a house.
And you get to wear cool outfits.
Yeah, afros.
Cool stuff. I saw you. Yeah.
They dress you up.
Looking like the Monopoly man out there just bowling.
That's what we also need to draw the line.
One with the purple suit. Yeah. And the Monopoly man.
Do you get to choose your looks? How does it? Cause
no.
I think it was afro.
I think they got tired of my look. I think I used to walk in my suit and after a while they were like, nah.
No, it's just...
Can we buy this man another?
A warm-up car relies
missing something.
On outfits.
He's definitely missing something. What is
wearing? Yeah, wearing your outfit you used to wear at the call center.
Exactly. They were like, it was cool on the first two times.
Wait, Prince, did you rock up in bell bottoms? This is the question.
Of course. Well, it's normal bottoms. But have you seen Prince's legs?
And then
I'm
gonna have to take that.
They just roasted you. No, cool, man. So for the rest of the week, what has been cooking?
I've been chilled otherwise.
You've been chilled otherwise.
Like admin, a lot of admin, and then when it rains,
people don't know that comedians like do chill. Admin.
Yeah, we do a lot of admin.
You are so much
done
admin.
Of admin.
WhatsApp admin. WhatsApp admin's the most admin you have to do because now you have to remove
add people back. Facebook is admin. Instagram, Twitter's admin. Emails. Admin. If I have to call, I'm really doing it.
Now you're sitting and writing jokes out that you did on Monday.
How many times do you look at a number before you actually dial? Like, because you know, you first look at the number.
I hate phone calls.
I know, we all do.
I end them so quick when
phone
I get them.
Phone calls are junk.
And before I make one, I must really need to call.
Yeah.
And I must have a purpose for this call.
Yeah.
That's generally why people make a call. Like, I've never made a call with no purpose. And the person answers on the other end, and I'm like, I have no idea why I called you.
And then you phone back. I remember.
I just want to listen to you breathe.
I was going to say, my father did that once. He phoned me and he went, I can't remember why I phoned you. I'll phone you back later.
Was that like, also 420? Yeah, was it on 420?
It was last year, 420.
Yeah. Yeah. Two years ago, when he still had a job.
Yeah. When he could afford
people.
To buy his
yeah,
own
you
things.
Know what I mean? Now he's just like, Eric, buy me weed, man. Don't be like,
no,
this.
You guys are confusing me. I'm checking my date now. So it's the 20th of April.
Yes.
Because I'm the third time we mentioned 420. And I'm like, what's going on in this room?
It's the
money cult going on.
Original Dacha Day. What is not original?
Okay.
But it's Dacha Day.
It's Dacha Day,
right,
man.
Not my
it's
page.
Not that Club Central or anybody in the room can condones yeah. the consumption.
The views expressed in this podcast are not the
by
views
by all the people in the room.
Garrett Cliff himself.
Not from anyone.
The
in
views
room.
In this room have just been expressed just now. So
yeah,
we're also.
And if you say Dara in 2018, then
I cannot you don't stand deserve that
to word. It sounds like cocaine. It feels like a drug.
Yeah, it sounds like a drug.
But people have always tried to do that to weed. They've always tried to make it sound like that.
Hardcore.
Yeah.
Cannabis.
Now he's gonna preach.
Yeah, it's that kid in the class that just did his homework.
It's like people that don't do something always try and make their thing sound bad. Like even if they don't smoke cigarettes, like I saw your son by the shop smoking long cigarettes. Yeah. It was normal length cigarettes.
Those bugs. Those really thin long bugs.
They stopped selling long cigarettes in the 80s.
Yes.
Okay, yeah, maybe he was with
okay,
the one
in court. And I'm 40.
Smoking Dacha.
Dacha sounds
like the pain you get when
you
smoke too much.
Yeah. Yeah.
That should actually be what they should call that cough that you get. Dacha.
Dacha.
Like I took a puff of marijuana and Dacha. Dacha.
But the Dacha's gone. It's just the weed.
I had a simple water.
Yeah. Cool, man. So, Mr. Nick.
Yo.
What's been happening? How's the week been so far?
Oh, man, my week's been pretty easy. I must pop is on Monday. Because I was at FIFA.
Yes.
I'd love to do poppies, but it clashes with FIFA Mondays.
Ash.
Which is going to be coming to an end soon, so I'll see you at poppies.
Why?
Jay's mascot, he's doing morning TV things. So now he's his call time Monday to Friday is 5 a.m.
Every morning. We can't be at FIFA playing till.
I don't know. We might start early. Like
so
maybe 4
like
o'clock
3 in the afternoon
six. And then finish at like 10, 11.
Okay. That's admin that you gotta sort out. It's
that is
admin.
It is.
This is what we need to
figure
out in life.
We've discuss it on the FIFA group
we need
now
to be like
You know what I'm thinking now when you're saying this thing about 5 a.m. I always think that people must never like, you know, sit on the outside and like look at someone's life and be like overly envious or whatever. You know what I'm saying?
You're looking at the bright lights.
Yeah, you don't see
don't
the silver
know,
lining all the time.
Yeah, but I mean, you don't know what work people put into their things.
Yeah.
Imagine your call time from Monday to Friday is 5 a.m.
I just got tired now thinking about it.
But
people at work at Coral Brick,
that's
they've
intense.
Been doing it for years. They have to be at work at 5 o'clock.
And there's no jokes there, my friend.
There's no laughing, there's no lights, there's no makeup. It's just bricks and train. Like, you get a train, you get to work, you do bricks, you finish bricks.
Yeah,
bricks.
But so what I'm saying is,
it's
that
very
same
specific
guy,
example.
I'm just
I used
specific.
To stay next to Coral Brick, so I used to they're making bricks at 5
But I mean, also, that Coral Brick guy, you can't see that Coral Brick guy walking down the street with like a big chest. And like thick arms. And
yes,
like,
that's
oh,
what, yeah, on a set
when
he's in the bar.
Big body.
Yeah. Breaking glasses with his hands.
Barman, give me another one. Make it a double.
Just the glass.
Only
a
bottle of beer.
The glass. Kind of spilling on myself. You know what I'm saying is people must always,
there's always another side to everything.
The work that goes into.
Yeah, true. Just follow your own thing. Do your own thing.
Yeah,
and
man.
Yeah.
There's a lot of work that goes into this thing.
Like when you see a thin person, then you're like, this guy. But you don't understand. He doesn't eat.
Yeah.
That's you're awesome. Jealous of
if
him.
If he does eat, he has to run straight to the toilet.
He's got diarrhea.
Metabolism of both.
I don't know. That's not true. I just said that. That's
not true. Mr. B, your side, how's the week been so far?
Yeah, bro. Well, I saw you last night.
Yes. What a night of comedy.
Oh,
but
yes.
Before we get there. Monday to Wednesday.
Monday to Wednesday. Monday to Wednesday was pretty chill for
me. I love
me.
That you just stopped on my Monday. Don't care about what I did on Tuesday and Wednesday.
You said the rest of the week was chill. Okay, but what happened the rest of the week?
No, the rest of the week was chill.
But it could have been amazing.
Could
have
been.
Eric didn't give you the opportunity to talk about it.
I actually did some writing yesterday.
Oh, that's
yeah, yeah, for the roast. The things. I was there with Mr. B also.
Oh,
I ate half chicken Nando's hot with peri wedges.
So the end of the night, so you didn't come to comedy last night because of the peri wedges.
No, I'm struggling this morning because of the peri wedges. Actually,
no, hot man, they're not that hot.
No, they're not hot, but they just create.
They stay there. They don't leave.
They create
you.
Something.
They don't
make everything fuss.
Yeah.
It creates conflict, man.
Yeah, like
I had last week. I ate something. It's a muchachos. chicken heart or bombastic or whatever.
Oh, the dynamite.
Dynamite.
No, my
I didn't order. Oh. Someone brought it.
Like, someone brought you dynamite? Like
that's inconsiderate.
Someone really doesn't.
They brought you the bombastic.
It was not fair.
Because the thing is,
any like child is named bombastic.
That's what happens after you smoke dacha.
Mr. Loba Loba.
Nah, man. Because my thing is, like, I smoke hot food, but the dynamite and, like, the extra hot. It's just, like, you don't taste anything. You just burn. Yeah. Just burn all the way down. Burn all the way out. It's just, no.
Yeah. You're still hungry afterwards. Cause,
yeah. Because you didn't taste fuck all. You just burned.
Just burned.
And it burned whatever was in your stomach also. Now you're just pooping and burping for no reason.
And it's hot. No, I didn't appreciate it. I didn't appreciate it.
Who was this person? Expose them.
From the bottom, it's Shanri van
Rijk. Oh. But I mean, guys,
he's
not
like
used
you.
Of things. He comes from where does he? Where is he? Isn't he Eastern from like Kiesteras or Eastern Cape? No. Yeah. Same.
He's from a mining town.
That's
King Williams, though.
So I had a chill week as well. Monday I was playing FIFA. Tuesday I can't remember what I was doing. And then
who's better out of you two at FIFA? Sorry,
there's no competition.
No,
Eric also comes. Eric also comes to FIFA.
There's no competition.
It's tough. Currently, Eric is top of the FIFA ranking.
And I'm at the bottom.
You way at the bottom. This is actually our best and worst player sitting right here. And then I'm mid-table.
Like
mid-table, third from the bottom, whatever.
Mid is mid.
But I never get knocked off.
Right.
Because he leaves when he gets knocked off.
Two losses.
Come out.
So
I played comedy at a venue this week in Monte Cassino. I don't want to name the venue.
In Monte Cassino. Don't name the venue in Monte Cassino where this comedy
keep it vague,
that happens.
Monte Cassino.
Yeah.
It could be
anywhere.
In the
the meat company. I know there's a Steers there also.
There's a meat
and
company.
I know Steers has been struggling a bit, so maybe
there's Ocean Basket.
There's Wumpy as well.
Chokes are a bit fishy at Ocean Basket.
Tell us more, please. I want him to tell the story because it was so beautiful.
We started with four
yesterday.
Four audience members, 8 comedians.
Because he was laughing yesterday.
What was this thing, guys?
Yesterday, because they must did the day before also. Then he was like, apparently last week I was at 6 people. Yeah. We were at least better than that last night.
12.
Then.
Four. But the four grew. The four grew.
Yeah.
But when I went backstage, it was 4. When I came out of stage, it was about 25.
Yeah, it was about 20 people, 25 people.
That's a big turnaround.
I think they're all standing outside.
But it's a big turnaround, but all of them were sitting. You know how the place is set up.
So everyone
sat
outside.
It's a big ocean basket.
Ocean
basket.
Sitting in the food court.
On the metal part of the horseshoe, they were all sitting on that metal part. So all were sitting in the middle.
So because we have comedians, we have comedians here today, and we want to discuss like comedy and like all the aspects of comedy. And two terms that we use all the time are killing and dying.
I don't use that term.
A very important term we also use, but no
people use it when referring to me.
I don't like those words
a lot.
But I'm let you finish.
Yeah, killing. So killing is used in this. It's I don't like to. For me, it's like you do comedy. It's not like killing or die, like some people go out to kill. I go out to entertain. That's what my key thing is, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So
killing is a byproduct of having fun.
So killing is when you have the audience laughing, and then dying is when they don't listen, and then they're sticking to time, which is a very important aspect because a comedian without timing is just a poet, right?
Yeah, he's just
poets have timing.
Yeah, but they don't get laughs.
do get clicks.
So you have to have the time. So any comedian that doesn't stick to his time. I always lose a bit of respect because even if you're having a great set,
selfish.
It doesn't mean you must go and do another thing. So there's an act on this week who was dying, which normally when somebody dies,
you want to get the fuck off.
They leave as early as possible. So you get booked for 20 minutes,
unless you're delusional.
Yeah.
8 minutes in, you're dying.
Let me tell you that the unspoken of comedian who's been doing comedy longer than anybody in South Africa, he died for 48 minutes.
Now you're only booked to do 20.
I feel like we must have a moment of a long moment of silence.
We need a beat.
Not 48 minutes of silence.
That's what we had already.
We can cap it at 48 seconds if you.
No one allowed.
No.
But he did it. Like he did it for 2 days. Like the first day he did it.
He died for 2 days. This motherfucker.
So a total of 96 minutes of death.
Yeah, that's a.
You put him out of his misery. Two days.
That's a Champions League semi-final with extra time.
Yeah.
With 4 minutes of injury time. Both halves,
but no goals and nothing exciting happened.
Nothing.
No one even chased the ball. No,
I didn't even touch the ball. They left it in the center circle and just ran around, just like.
There was only two passes the whole game.
It gets worse. It gets worse when the crowd is like.
Is this the ref picked it up and put it back down once?
The crowd started shouting suggestions like, "Do something about sex."
That was the most blazing part of his set.
He thinks about something about sex. He does it, then they don't respond. Then they're like. He's like, I'm going to do another impression. Then they're like, oh, no.
What was this gig?
It was a normal comedy gig.
It was a normal comedy gig at Monte Casino.
We don't mention the name Ocean of places. Basket. You know that place where they jive also.
Yeah,
it's okay. There.
So tell me, Prince, what has been your worst gig? Like,
while we're on this topic,
have
worst
you had
gig
a worst
ever?
Gig?
Yo. Yeah, man. Look,
we've all had a worst gig.
It's very hard for me to just delve into memory.
The dark past that you've repressed.
No, wait. Let's do this. Let's do this.
It's like how Ryan Condon
you said.
Monday.
Like,
or any show he's actually ever done.
If you listened carefully, you heard Nicholas go, yeah. Because the worst gig is always front and center of the mind. Yeah. Always. So Prince going, I don't remember. He's actually trying to choose. He's filtering through it. Which one was
that's
worse?
That's when you've got lots of deaths.
Must choose.
Because there's different ones.
Okay, so let's go.
In your heart.
Let's go the worst one you've ever, where you walked off stage and you went, hey, you know
okay,
what?
I'm going to say something very deep. Before I tell you the normal answer.
We're listening.
Something very deep. My worst deaths happen in my dreams.
That's where
I die the hardest.
Okay. That's not very deep though.
I wake up and I'm like, fuck.
It's kind of surface level, but
wake up crying.
Yeah.
But other than that, I think the worst ones would have to be like those. Oh, let me tell you this one.
Yeah.
You see, it always comes.
This one's very interesting. So what happened was, I was doing, it's kind of like a, you know, not charity, but fundraiser charity.
Yeah, that's where it all begins.
Give back to the community.
When you're trying to do something good.
No good deed goes unpunished.
Never help anyone ever.
Every single cupcake starts off with a charity event. I can guarantee you that.
So I did a gig. Now, I'll say everything that I have to say. This is exactly what happened. So it was at a school. And it was like for, what do you call it, deaf kids, ne?
Oh.
That was your first problem.
Deaf kids.
There we go.
And that wasn't really the problem. I can take a challenge. I'm like, okay, deaf kids, we can do something physical. We can, and they have a translator, so we can make this work. Already it's tough, though. Already it's tough, because I don't think a translator can ever translate humor from you, unless you all sit together and plan ahead.
Because you've got a musical element to it. That's what your voice does.
Yeah, like a cadence.
Yeah.
You know, there's no way you can also like metaphors,
enunciation.
Puns.
Yeah.
Are you going to do a pun? I don't know if you can do a pun.
Unnecessarily.
Also, your accent's hilarious.
Like, you can't say unnecessarily big guy. Like,
water. Big water. Big water.
There's small and big, but we need
lots. We're doing a lot of hand gestures in the studio. Y'all can't see it.
But this is how you felt. This is how you felt it.
So let's start it now. Okay, first of all, that's cool. People second of all, now it's kids. Also, once again, comedy kids. Mm,
Spider-Man gags.
You know, it's a little bit weird.
Those penis jokes have to go.
Penis jokes out. I mean, I don't want to see the side interpreter trying to do penis, big penis, big penis that moves.
He sounds like a red Indian. Big penis from across the valley.
Second of all, it's like an assembly outdoor environment. So there's a lot of kids. So not a small group. Maybe there you can manage, you can play. A lot of kids. That was the fourth factor.
Right.
Fourth factor is wild.
It's raining.
Wild out.
You always
thunder and lightning. Bullying.
You remember all the details. Yeah. The mic had exactly 500 holes between.
I saw that. Then... While I'm, don't
judge that picture.
While I'm doing the thing, while we're there, they started serving food to the kids. Yeah. So what they did was they allowed each row to go row by row. Right. And the kids go and get food. And
do they live, do they live at the place?
No, it's a special day. Okay, you know, so there's food there now.
Okay.
So now there's kids moving around. So some are coming, some are going back. And those who have their food are eating.
Yeah.
This, I was on stage. I was probably on there for like 5 minutes. Felt like 20 minutes.
Yes,
but I was on there for like 5 minutes. I did what I had to do. I think some teachers laughed, which is cool.
Because they could hear
the
you.
Kids were just doing their own thing.
Were they waving their hands in the air? Because that's laughter.
If I did something, laughter. If I did something like, and then they were like, but I mean.
Oh, they were just mimicking you.
Yes. Yeah.
You know worst gig ever.
But now, here's the crazy the part. And I love everyone involved. Don't worry. If you're listening to this, I love all of you.
They're not listening to it.
It's
that's
just a story.
Point.
And it's a story. So I come off, stage, man.
Blazing.
And then
so
the principal
blazing.
Comes to me. And I already came off. I mean, that
she's sweating.
I've got that death on me. Yeah. You know what you're wearing.
You're reeking. Yeah, you smell like a morgue.
You smell like incense.
Because 5 minutes of talking with nothing is a long time, guys. And eyes. So I come off, and the principal comes. He's like, oh, you know what? The thing
they
is
couldn't hear you.
The problem is they're busy eating, nah? So they're a little bit distracted. So if you just wait like another 10 minutes and just come back on and do it again.
Okay.
I was like,
no. Tell me you went there.
No, I did not.
I would promise him the world. I'm like, of course, sir. Yeah. What time would you like me back on? He's like, cool.
Just gonna
I'm
make
just
going to
wash my face. I'll be back in a minute.
Got a very important call.
Is that
to wash my face at home?
Is that an Uber peeling up? You know an Uber pulls up with the door already open. Yeah. Jump.
Bruh, talking about an Uber pulling up, this happened to me about 2 weeks ago. I went to the shawarma company there in Norwood or wherever that place is.
Yeah.
And I'm chilling, then the waitress comes up and she says, like, you know, whatever. So I ordered, like, I like the steak shawarma, doing a pun for them. And while I ordered, I'm like, can I have a beer? And then I look out the window. I see an Uber rolling up. I see the waitress. Drumming into the Uber and it's like, God, I'm
really?
I look at my phone, I'm like,
Uber Eats, bro.
Our waitress just left. Like, where the fuck is she gone? And I'm sitting the whole time, like,
am I gonna get
my
like,
you're never gonna
order?
Get anything. She's like, how do you know? I'm like, I saw our waitress getting into her Uber. She's gone.
You're waiting for the
manager. I had to call another waitress. Sorry, where's my waitress?
Don't worry, sir. Your meal is 4 minutes away.
No, it's not. That's bullshit. I saw her leave.
I saw her leave.
You went to make the shawarma.
Yeah, my meal is driving. I'm not the Uber app just watching my meal going around nodes.
You know your meal spinning in circles. Like, what is my meal doing? Choose a direction.
That's the weirdest shit I ever seen. I'm like, our food's gonna take really long. Like, she's
so
gone.
You're lazy to blow your food cold. You just hold it out the window.
Yeah, so that's my.
But that was impossible, Prince.
It
to be honest,
it was never gonna work. Gig. Yeah, it wasn't gonna work.
So I don't
that's the weirdest part is that it was never gonna work.
If you had rocked it, that would have been you could have cracked the deaf community, the biggest comedy for deaf people.
Deaf school.
Yeah.
Maybe you should go next year and do it again.
Yeah. I think the only way to do it is to learn your own
sign language,
because
you can go bigger and smaller.
Yes.
Yeah. But I was going to say you must take it as a sign and just
take it as a sign.
Sorry.
You're talking my language.
So Nick, you all run comedy, right? Like comedy clubs and gigs.
Yes, sir.
For you, what's the hardest part of managing comedians?
Comedians. Yeah. No, that's the hardest part.
It's
the comedians.
We need a chapter to give us.
No, the thing for me is like, and it's something I didn't realize till we started running gigs is that
comedians
you,
dicks.
Yes,
exactly
very much so. Some of them more dicks than others. But the thing is like, so you guys know we do the 20 in 5 thing. And what happens with the 20 in 5, we have 20 comedians doing 5 minutes each. No, it's a crazy type of thing. But what happens is guys don't want to open the show. So everybody assumes that there's 19 other comedians
already,
and they can arrive late. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So then you have a call time so that you know who's there, set a lineup, you know, so that you know that the show's going to happen. Then guys don't arrive. Then I also have problems with like double booking. Guys, if you don't have an agent, handle your diaries properly. I'm like, you can't double book yourselves and then make it the booker's problem. Oh no, I didn't know I have another gig. Footsack then Footsack. There, because my thing is, there's hundreds of other guys out that are as good, if not better, than you
can
are.
I ask you,
there hundreds of other guys.
Just put your hand up. Do you think, say like you're saying now with double booking and with niggas rocking up late for gigs? Do you think if you be more done, or like, say for example, like if I didn't come do, like I'm booked to do the box, I do it all the time, I don't come because I'm one of them, right? And then do you think if you say, okay, cool, you're only going to get booked again in September, do you think that will make people become more adhered to things, or will it make you the enemy of comedy?
I don't think it'll make me the enemy. It might make me the enemy to that particular person.
And he's, but every, you know, every comic has his five,
has his crew. Yeah, but what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna get one of his crew to replace him. So then they're gonna be like, no, nigga, you the problem. Yo. You not. Don't blame the other people. Because the thing is, my like, there's always somebody to replace you. Like, there's nobody in this. It, like, there's big acts. I mean, you look at like the Skumbas. You look at Tall Ass Moe's. Pops, like there's massive acts, but the thing is,
they got massive diaries as well.
Like, I don't wanna, I'm gonna say it, but it's gonna sound wrong, but we don't need them the same way they don't need us. You know what I'm saying? It's it's like I don't have to put a Tall Ass or a Skumba or whoever, but it adds to the show when you have them on, so it makes the show better. It's better quality, and that's what we want. At the end of the day, is we just want to give the audience
the best opportunity that people will come.
Yeah. No, people for sure. Will come. For sure. There are certain names that will maybe sell a few more tickets than others, but at the end of the day, people are going to be there. So it's not like there's nobody that's
like
too big for
the
industry.
I like the direction that comedy is taking in South Africa. I feel like we're slowly but surely moving away from the whole...
race
I remember like at Poppy's, for instance, now, people always used to ask, who's performing? That was always the question.
People still do that. People still do
a
that.
A little less now.
You show them the poster and then they look at the poster, they're like, yeah, but I know nobody else. Yeah, like, why don't you just buy a ticket and go inside and learn about
that's
these guys?
Yeah, but that's
but I'm starting to notice, though, that people are getting more into comedy. And not generally
comedians.
Those people are those are new what they call
the new age.
You know, people that happens all the time. Say like when Melville used to run before, we used to be like that. Any gig that started running always had people saying, who's on? Who's on? But then they will just become automatic people who automatically
anyway. I think now we're at a point where I think people rather prefer a trusted venue. Or I would suggest then, if you're out there and you're wondering, I say find yourself a trusted venue that you like to watch your comedy at and go watch your comedy.
Or find a comedian, follow where he goes. Yes. Like,
well, if you want his one man show, then follow him. Like, but you can't follow a comedian
but
everywhere.
But we generally, we share. Like,
where are we going to be performing?
And other things, like if you're doing a show in Durban, for argument's sake, I would share it because your people are in Durban.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, so if you know a comedian, follow him, and then you can get the information that you need and make
to find
decisions.
That comedian.
Yeah.
Yeah. But other than that, I say just find a comedy spot and go there.
I agree.
And
just
see
go
all
and
the
watch.
Comedians.
Just go and watch comedy, because that's the thing. Like, that's what I noticed at the club now. In the beginning, like Prince is saying, we had lots of people who's on, what's the thing. Now people just arrive. They're like, I've spoken to so many people. You know, you speak to people at the door. They're like, hey, who's on tonight? They've got their tickets already.
Gross, exactly.
But now they're like, hey, who's on?
Yeah, now they're curious.
Now
that's cool.
But
now
that's exactly
muscle,
what you want.
Muscle memory.
Yeah, because now you're also getting exposed to the proper industry. Whereas if you're following one or two particular people, you don't get a full understanding of the industry.
Like, you must use them as a gateway to other.
Yeah,
it's like
you
start off with Dacha.
Yeah,
and you get hooked on the Dacha,
and then you move on
to stronger Dacha.
Now I'm on a heroine of comedy.
Now you're doing shrooms.
Let's bring Eric in, because Eric, you kind of like a new comic according to thing, and you write a lot, which is, and you also perform, because a lot of comics we write. But we never perform the
but
bits.
But never get to perform the bits.
Some of us don't write or perform.
Yeah, some of us do the same thing from 2001 for 48
and
minutes.
Die for 48 minutes twice.
No interval.
No mercy.
No mercy,
maybe
bro.
Maybe you should do something
no
about
respect.
Sex.
Almost went to borrow a guitar just to like give him an option.
Try something musical.
Do somebody else's.
Make,
do
somebody make 10 else's minutes later. Give us a lighter 10.
Tell them your name is Deep Fried Man.
Give him some Trevor Noah jokes in his ears. So you write and you do the bits. So what's your process like, writing and performing it, and then how do you take it from concept to stage and then from stage to a better gig?
Okay, so my process is have the idea on stage. Have the idea and the punchline. Whatever happens in the middle, you find on stage.
Sure, so it's ad lib.
So you do
the story's ad lib.
The first time is always ad lib. Then obviously go back, listen to the recording, if it's video, if it's voice recording, write it down, find the stuff that works. Do it the second time. Once you've done it the second time, then you know which direction the joke should take.
Okay, and then how do you know whether? Because how many times, if it doesn't work, do you try it again?
Yeah, No. Then obviously from the second time, it's just a repetition of the second.
But sometimes you write a bit and you love the bit, but nobody else, nobody else likes the bit. And you're like, come on, right? This is funny.
I'm a genius. Yeah.
And then she said, and everyone's like, no, she didn't.
Everybody loved the fat chick.
No. What? Why would she say that? That's awesome. We could use that. Eric, write that down.
Yes, correct. Okay, cool.
And then, so it's just a repetition of that second step. Doing it.
So do it. I think my rule is do it at least 8 times.
That's cool.
If after the 8th time it doesn't work, leave it. Don't throw it away. Leave
keep
it.
For,
it yeah, yeah, keep it for.
Because what happens? Yeah.
When you're doing another it fits gag, into another some, day. Yeah.
You actually wrote the wrong parts of the gag first.
Yes.
It's sitting there.
Yes. Now it's just sitting there. Then eventually you run into another piece and you're
it
like,
can
this
wait
is
for
funny,
like 3 or 4 years. That thing.
Yeah.
Even more. Yeah.
Can that's why you gotta
can just be there in the safe, just sitting and waiting for the right moment.
You just keep throwing it at the wrong times. And then the fat one said,
"Ah, my guy.
Not now.
You can't do this at the diabetes conference. Can you please?"
Inappropriate to all these obese.
This is Weight Watchers. Stop. The Weight Watchers, yeah, in function.
Why the Weight Watchers warm up act?
Now you're performing to feminazis.
We
game
hate
over.
You.
Game
yeah,
over.
Man. So Ryan, you're a new comic. So what do you feel is the barriers to entry in getting into gigs, getting onto stage, getting stage time, finding comics to like help you do stuff like writes. Push you in the right direction.
Waiting several months for his
email. I mean, I regret that.
Never letting it down.
I don't know so much barriers. I think it's just patience and getting the slots and being available to do the slots when you can, and just realizing you're not going to be Trevor Noah and that you're not going to play to a gazillion people to start, and that it takes time. I think that's. So I wouldn't say there's necessarily a barrier, but you got to be friendly to people, be friends with people like Prince, say what up.
And, say what up.
You know, do what he tells you to do. No, you don't want to do it.
Everyone, Ryan.
Yeah, touch no, my man. Ass off. Please, Prince. Like,
everybody's
going to
be
spot,
walking
though.
Up to Prince. What up, Prince? What up, Prince? What up, Prince?
That's
Prince,
all our conversations have ever been. What up?
What up?
When you jump into the text, everybody, what up, 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 what up.
You know you can send emails, right?
You just get emails.
No, you can't.
What
up? 50
we're going to say what up, what up.
But I will say, when I started comedy, barriers to entry, there's not that many barriers to entry.
No.
Yeah.
I think the main barrier for me is yourself. Yeah.
Not being funny.
Don't if you're not funny, then you're going to wait forever. Yeah. Like I've got people that have been mailing me for like 4 years. Like, trying to get spots.
If they haven't given him a spot, you can name one.
At least one.
I don't even know their names. Like it's I'm just like I see the email history. I'm like, Shane, you've been trying for 4 years.
Yeah.
And then Eric's the guy, actually, that says, nah, this one was cuck last night. Don't put him on.
So you guys have been...
So you see Eric, you might say, what up?
Yeah, okay. Say, what up, E?
Okay, look, there's 16 of you that listen. So, I mean, if you guys want to try comedy, I'll vouch for you.
16
just
is a
send
lot.
Send me the message
are they listening
you
now?
Nick.
It's a lot.
Here's a question for you guys that have been going for a while. Especially you, Nick, do you see people, and you, Prince, actually, do you see people that have been trying for long and they're just not getting it, and you honestly want to say to him, like, it's just not for you?
I have one in mind.
Why
right
am I not
now?
Stop looking at me.
No, not you. Not you.
We all have the same one in mind, actually.
I don't care, personally. Like, on that level, I wouldn't come up to you and say you must stop doing comedy.
No, that's
but if they asked?
Here's what I don't like.
But you can't
I don't like people who disrespect comedy. I don't like people who do. But
like
if you're wasting
like
your
doing,
time,
like doing,
people,
but
like
you
what,
love it.
It's your time.
It's nothing to do with me. I'm not going to tell you to stop doing comedy.
What's your idea of
disrespecting comedy? Yeah, let's unpack that.
First of all, I hate a person who wants to come and perform just because they're like, oh, if these guys can do it, I can do it.
Yeah.
The shit is easy.
And you find that with other like, entertainment industries, like people from acting backgrounds, people from TV backgrounds, just assume the thing is easy.
I've had someone do this, for instance, that they call for a spot maybe at Monday Night Comedy, or this rock up on the night, I want to perform. Like, no man, you can't just perform on the night.
Yeah.
But it's open mic. I'm like, yeah, it's not that open. You know,
there's a process.
Then guy says, okay, cool, I'll call you. Calls me, hey, I want a spot. I'm like, cool, you can
sounds
get a spot
like
on Monday. Now I'm just doing this voice to make him sound like an asshole.
But the
it's a generic. It's a
even in the email, I get
this
it
is
like
the
that.
Generic voice. You read it like this in the email as well. Can I have a spot?
Give me a spot.
I'm funny, give me a
then,
space.
Then guy comes on the night.
Well, he said he's funny, I gotta trust him.
Then guy comes on the night. He's like, yo, man, when I'm performing, I'm like, yo, man, when the house is ready, he'll give you a signal. Then
you'll
know. Then he's like, oh, okay, man, Yeah, feeling a bit nervous. I'm like, no, as long as your set's nice, you know, just go on and have some fun.
What
set? He's like, no, I don't have a set. I'm just going to go on there and talk some shit.
And then you go, woo! Okay. This is going to be amazing. I got to get my camera.
In all fairness, that was my first spot.
That's respect. but not to say like that. I'm not going to talk some shit.
Yeah, you must be like, right, you know, bro, I'm going to set up my camera. I'm going to record this for you because you need to see this as well.
You need to know.
Then I'm like, at least show that you're going to take it a little bit seriously.
I must do the same thing. Like, tomorrow I'm going to go build a house. I'm just going to go
build.
Yeah, I don't know. I took it seriously.
Even though you knew you were going to talk some shitty things.
That's good to have.
I can't even tell you what I said in my first set because I had no material. I just went and spoke. Like, that was just my thing. But I was funny. I got people laughing. And I was, like you said, I was serious about the thing and I wanted to try.
And you also have self-respect. Like, no one wants to stand in front of five people and look like a dick. Like, even in a conversation, bro. Like, if there's three people having a conversation about the economic transformation that's occurring in India right now, and you don't know for
sure
about
it. My favorite topic, top three.
Now you pop in there and you're just like, but how's boiled eggs on sandwiches? Hey?
Yes, but I love Indian food.
At least Indian food is in line with the Indian things. But now when you just come with random things, you're like,
unnecessarily hot.
That's
what the fat chick said. Like, oh, man. Again, you must time it. Again.
Come on, man. Put it away already.
Yo, another 4 years.
Put an iCloud.
Yeah.
Nah. That's where I keep all my notes.
This is an example. Yeah. But I'm just saying, don't disrespect it.
That people, you see, thing is, I find it's this millennial term has allowed people to become
assholes.
This thing where they become,
that's the one word.
I don't know what's it, unbreakable, or they become invincible. They can fucking do comedy, they can drop bars if they want to, they can do ciphers, they can do whatever they want.
I feel like now he's just jerking at me.
The woke.
Now he's just jerking at me.
Why? Because you think you can drop bars?
No, I can't.
He's been trying to drop bars.
I even stopped.
Not so
bars.
That's what happens when you're from Razor Park.
You drop balls.
No, but yeah, I understand what you're saying, and it's like an entitlement thing. I feel like just because it's there already and people have done it before me, they've paved the way for me to go and just fuck it up.
Yeah.
What pisses me off the most is those people that are kind of funny, but not making it yet. Like they in the open spot type of vibe and just keep going. I hate it when somebody. I never asked, when are you paying me? I never went to a booker or a promoter to say, when are you going to start paying me? It happens it happens.
Not even when you're going to start paying me. Even when you...
Why am I
know you're going to get paid.
Yeah.
It's like as soon as you walk off stage, come straight up to me like, yo, dog.
Where's my fucking money, dog?
Nope.
Dude, someone that was on the box 2 weeks ago, open spot, died. You remember that brah that was doing the... I don't know what.
Oh, the interpretive comedy guy.
Yesterday. No, that guy. Do you know that he emailed me Monday morning to say, just paid? So you know, I haven't been paid as yet. Here's my banking details for ease of reference.
He's
going to
wait several months.
Then I was just like, dude, you did an open spot. There's no money.
And you died.
And you were cuck. Okay, I didn't say and you were cuck because I'm not there.
You thought it.
And I was like, yo, I should put in here that.
No, you must do. You must slip it into your signature. Like, this writes a normal thing.
Yeah.
In your signature in the bottom, you're like, maybe comedy is not your thing.
And just links to different things. Gardening.
Coral brick.
Brick building.
Because it just says send from iPhone.
Yeah. Like, send from iPhone.
Just change it for everyone.
I didn't have enough time to open my laptop because this doesn't require me to type
Nicholas
a lot. Goliath,
don't talk about rape.
No, but that guy is talking about, dude, like, I've never seen comedy like that in my life. That was the weirdest. And you've got the video.
Got video.
That video is.
Has nobody sent messages to us, bro?
It's only Michelle that has messaged us.
Michelle.
My biggest fan.
You can get it. We don't know.
She says, morning, all the boys. I was thinking with Dave's absence that I'd hear everything clearly, but you guys are still shouting over each other. Like, yeah, but it's fun.
What do you mean he's trying to shout?
We don't shout
ever.
Oh, we don't shout ever.
I don't know what she's going on about.
I mean,
about,
Michelle,
man,
come on. Can you just take this
talking?
Seriously,
you're not all
Michelle.
Talking at the same time.
Sometimes we whistle. No, but I think we've been doing well in terms of not talking over each other.
No, we've done well.
Yeah, like just maybe the ending and beginning of some sentences cross over. But I've listen to how I'm speaking now, Michelle, and nobody's interrupting me. But Julia, as I come to the end of this sentence.
Yes, so that's what happens at the podcast.
And that's how conversations work, Michelle.
Come on.
People talk.
We all have to give.
And you don't. We don't listen. We just say what we want to say, Michelle.
You can't get it anymore, Michelle.
out the game.
It's like having a conversation.
No, we're
having a conversation with Warren Robinson, bro. You can't, you're not allowed to say anything, dog. Warren Robinson.
Yo, oh, he just jumps in.
You know, he just says, like, he like
talks
and,
at you.
And then he's like, and then I grew up in and I'm like, okay.
I've
and
been
then
expecting then you.
Oh, wow. To the voice.
this is some punchlines that float around. So, speaking of punchlines, which comics gags, or not gags, but like punchline, do you guys just entertain yourself with every now
Robbie
and again?
Robbie Collins.
Which one specifically?
The, what is that thing? The shopping in the, where you don't have, where you know you've got Whoa. Your things here. Like you don't take a basket, nothing.
You know exactly what you're going for.
Yeah, I just entertain myself with Robbie's performance. I don't know if there's a punchline specifically.
Boop,
I didn't buy a lot of stuff, just loose apples. Whenever I see someone with a bag of apples in Spa, I'm like, rubbish. Or crying in the engine.
Yeah.
You know, like,
sorry, Buti, if you want to cry, you must buy something.
Yeah, I do the same. Because I kind of have everybody's punchlines at some point in my life, like at any relevant moment.
Yeah, just the situation.
Yeah.
Sitting at the barbershop.
Like, Tella boy.
Tella boy. It's
made famous by Mojek
Leoko. Mojek Leoko's joke about barbers.
Accent and I'm going to fig. That's funny. Those things are hilarious. I'm with Richie on this one. At no particular point in time.
It's just
like
just
that one
your
when
mind.
Y'all said Mojack, that one just came out.
Yeah.
So I can't say. Okay. But like, I think it's anyone at any given moment.
Because most of the time it's like gags you heard right at the beginning. Like Toilet Mo used to do this thing with at like McDonald's, like when he goes to McDonald's. And he gets a toy, and then his mother's like, "Where did you get the toy from?" He's like, "No, they give you a free toy."
Yeah.
And then, why you? And he gives him a hiding, whatever. And then comes to the ladies, like, "No, this child came with a toy." The lady's like, "No, the toy comes with the meal."
Oh,
then the mother's like, "Why you embarrass me?" So that shit always comes to me, and I'm in McDonald's. I look around, and I'm like, "The chips?
Yeah,
it's with the meal. The toy? It's with the meal." I'm like, yo. So like that shit always happens, bro. I see you looking at a piece of paper.
Tole, I'm
bravo,
just
yeah, I like toilets. Bravo, I do that sometimes if someone says something that amazes me, like bravo, tingiti,
Yeah.
Nah, mine has to be Swahil's, guys.
Which one?
I know what it is.
Which one?
You know which one it is, man. I'm a doctor. Don't clap all at once.
People are dying while I'm telling you jokes.
Got some other ones
for like 3 weeks, every time somebody mentioned Swahil on the podcast, whatever we were talking about, people are dying while that thing was happening.
No, but people are dying while this podcast is happening.
People are
right
dying
now.
While everyone's doing anything, really.
There's a dude that's dying from last night. He's still dying.
Oh, guys, last night was a jump. Right, so what we do is normally...
You're
when
not
we
telling
have
me what last night was. Okay, but continue.
Prince. Why is this
throw
guy?
Pictures for some people. Eh?
Someone had 420 before they came here.
Yeah.
I don't know. Because first of all, you all said you were in Monte Casino on a... Oh, yeah, but today's Friday, Moss. Okay.
Yes.
Continue
so what
then.
Happens
continue
in Monte Casino?
Let's
Who am I? Where am I?
No, continue. Sorry.
Okay, cool. So what we do is we normally have a quiz. And then because there's two of you now, we've got two different quizzes. So I will give you the option, quiz one or two.
Cool.
You can choose. What number would you like to do? And then obviously the other guy will just do the other one. Okay, cool. Quiz two. It's out of 10. There's only one person that got all 10 questions correct so
it's
far.
Is me and Nick doing quiz?
My name is Melanie Walker, yeah. So
you're
going to
be on the leaderboard. There's a leaderboard.
Yeah, there's a leaderboard. Melanie Walker is
the average is 4 out of 10. These are a little bit easier though, but let's see what happens. Yeah.
It's okay. Like the cube.
If I read incorrectly, it's because Ryan has shitty handwriting.
And I was sweating writing that so slowly to make it that
You write in 2018?
What a writer.
Wow.
What a scribe.
Okay, cool.
Bravo, singiti yo.
Tell a boy.
What about God or young Pagat?
Okay,
that's
cool.
Actually Donovan.
Donovan.
You would never know.
Yes, let's go. Okay, first question. What money or what currency do they use in Japan?
I'm going to guess. It's probably wrong, but I'm going to say yen.
Okay, nice. Yes. That's correct. What year did Elvis Presley die?
No, I don't do years.
1976.
I don't do years.
One year
even
after.
In history class, I never do years.
You don't do years?
No,
you can't exist.
I'm like, I remember what Napoleon did. Don't ask me when he did it.
I don't see color.
French
Revolution. I don't see years. I'm not yearist.
I'm woke.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Third question. Who did Madonna marry?
Damn it, wasn't the one president? Wasn't one of the presidents? No, that
you
was.
You can't ask the question.
You can't ask
a question.
I mean, Madonna, you don't go to a quiz.
Madonna,
ask.
A rock
just
star.
Pass.
I mean,
no,
pass.
Just
okay,
pass.
Fine. You didn't get that one.
I don't do
it
names.
It was Sean Penn. What colors make purple? Which two colors make purple?
I'm gonna say blue.
Green and yellow.
There has to be blue in there, and I'm gonna say maybe red.
Ah, well done. Yeah. The beaver is the national emblem of which country?
Your beaver.
The woman's
Canada.
No, no, Canada's the leaf.
That's what the fetch is.
That's what the fetch is.
Ah,
I don't
shit.
Know.
That's horrible.
No. Bavaria.
Canada.
I told you, Canada. Justin Beaver.
No, man, I thought Canada was that red little leaf.
That but is Canada. That
it
is Canada.
Is that a
but
beaver?
It has many
no. The national animal, not
oh.
the.
Yeah,
come on.
Okay,
man.
No, continue, guys.
Those
continue.
Guys. Right. What? No. Which instrument did Louis Armstrong play?
And I think to myself. Then he just
the penny
sing.
Whistle.
He played a
saxophone.
The no.
He played
the trumpet.
Come
trumpet.
On.
Okay, we'll give him that one. We'll give him the trump.
Yeah. Okay. That is
the
a
trumpet.
Very
okay.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
No, that's
yeah,
fine. Right.
Well, what?
I think too much.
I know it's hard.
Why did you write?
I know. I should have warned you before. Yes, sorry. Now I know you sweating.
Okay, I'm gonna skip that question. Last that one. Last. What is the green pigment in plants called?
Oh, chloride, chloroform, chloride.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Okay, we'll give
chlorophyll.
You that one.
What is it? Chlorophyll.
Chlorophyll.
Yeah.
Oh,
chlorophyll.
Chlorophyll. Is that stuff you get dates with?
What is
yeah. chloroform?
Like chloroform.
What is the ground nut better known as?
You're the ground nut. This is your last nut.
Very painful.
The ground nut, the art apple. Is it a potato? No, wait. A ground nut.
Peanut.
A peanut.
There you go. Okay,
that
cool.
Is a
we'll give you that
question.
One. That's fine. What is Tiger Woods' first name?
Oh, Tiger. No.
Emilio. He looks like an Emilio.
You were close. You were close.
I was really hoping his name is just Tiger.
No.
No.
Why do you call himself Tiger?
His first name is Eldrick.
Jeez, Eldrick.
Yes.
Oh, that
cool.
Is an Eldrick.
No, that's
bro.
Why he changed it. Yeah.
It's not as. Can't sell as much merch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you ask from Eldrick, you'd also call him Tiger.
You will also call him Tiger. But you'll call him Half Tiger.
Okay, question 10. What is Triskaid? Yeah, oh. that word cophobia. I'd show you, but
say
okay.
It again.
What is that word? What does that word mean? Triskaid cophobias. I think that's what. What do you think it is?
So
it's
the
fear
what is
of something.
Phobia?
The fear of
look,
something.
I know arachnophobia is almost now a fear of erections. Erectophobia. No, man. Trichophobia, I don't know, bro. I'm going to have to
the
quit.
The fear of the number 13.
Damn it.
Okay, so you
okay,
got...
Okay, that was four.
You got four. Okay,
so
cool.
People don't like that. Don't like Friday the 13th.
Yeah,
no.
Friday the
13th
scares the shit out of them. Okay, cool. So, four, we'll put you on the leaderboard. Somewhere you are under. Who is he under? Who is he close to? Who is he next to?
All of us are around there.
All of us. Okay.
Yo, except Melanie, who's
got
about
there.
Who's got
okay,
it?
Go put Nick on. Put Nick on.
Okay, Nicholas, pressure. Your questions.
Five,
first question.
Five and then you're in the game.
On the hand, which fingernail grows the fastest?
Thumb.
No, the middle finger.
Your mom.
I'll do it.
The obvious response. Your mom. Actually,
Eric.
Wow. I'll do the clock.
Okay, there we go. Right, that is
it's not disturbing at all.
That's what it's supposed to be.
No time.
What did the crocodile swallow in Peter Pan?
What did the crocodile swallow in Peter Pan?
Oh yeah, that's nice. Actually,
it works. That's a hint. An annoyance and a hint.
Clock.
We'll give you that.
I'll take
an alarm clock.
Yeah,
that's how they always knew he was close by, ne?
Yeah.
Because they used to hear him approach. Oh,
yeah.
That is dope. These
which,
writers.
It always ring the alarm at 6 a.m.
Yeah, these
sorry,
writers are
there. Which German city is famous for perfume in products?
Uh-oh.
Which German city is...
For the perfume products, yeah.
For
sorry.
The perfume products.
Yeah.
Yves Saint Laurent.
I'm going to have to go with like Stuttgart.
Cologne is the name of the
oh,
city.
Boom.
Yeah.
Right there.
It's I
the
mean,
name.
Knowledge.
It's
dropped.
The fucking name.
Which is the only mammal that cannot jump?
Uh-oh.
The only mammal that cannot jump is...
Mammals can jump. I've seen
it's
mammals.
It's a
sloth.
Dolphin.
No. Elephant, man.
But a dolphin's a mammal.
A dolphin is a mammal.
And
a
can't jump.
Dolphin is the only sea mammal.
They do
elephant can't
the
jump.
No, but they're not. That's
jumping.
Not jumping.
That's heavy.
Yeah, that's
jumping. Talk about that
yeah,
that's
that
heavy.
Is diving.
What is the first three
it's
words
propelling.
Of the Bible?
In the beginning.
I good job. What did the seven dwarves
it's actually
do
the Bible.
As a job?
They all had different jobs.
One
no,
worked in a
call
center.
Yeah.
All had different emotions.
They went to craft together, bro. They took a taxi.
They were artisans. They were. Yeah. They were. That's what they. Because there was a hammerer, there was a stabber.
They worked in a mine.
They were miners.
Except that sleepy always didn't work.
Which planet? Which planet is nearest the sun?
Mercury.
Okay, right, that's cool. Which is the largest ocean?
The Atlantic.
No, Pacific.
Pacific.
The Pacific Ocean.
How many prongs are there on a fork?
On a fork.
Depends on the fork.
Depends on the fork. I have a
standard fork.
Standard fork has four.
Okay, shut.
Dessert fork.
Nice. How many events are there in a decathlon?
How many events
in a decathlon?
Decathlon. 12.
10.
I was so fucking close.
You were close.
Also four.
I told you it's about four. Four's the average. That's the average intelligence of
everything. What I took out of all those questions is an elephant can't jump.
Yeah.
And that's what the fat lady said.
And on that note, ladies and gentlemen, this has been the Just Now Comedy Podcast.
I've been Rich Lubonwa.
I've been Nicholas Goliath.
Prince.
Right on today. What up?
Eric Jansen. You know this. We'll see you again next week.
Shop and I'll wait.
We'll see you just now.
This is CliffCentral.com.